The Goring weight trainer,
huh? Oh, is that your next? Are you hinting at something?
No, I don't know, dude. I don't know where I want to go this season,
man. I mean,
too many good options.
First off, ladies and gentlemen, the man with no name, nameless, from the Goring 20s, 2023, 50th anniversary.
Yeah, boy. You made get it.
I mean, last year you killed it in Dark Ride, and then this year you closed out Dark Ride. Congratulations!
Yeah, I killed the Dark Ride.
You killed the Dark Ride, so you can blame Nameless for that if you want to.
I got left in the fire there. Somebody did it, and I got left in there. Poor monkey.
Poor monkey, man. The monkey. Can we get an F in the chat for the monkey?
Like a Terminator monkey.
We're doing Terminator monkey. I like that a lot. But no, this year you got to play in the Goring 20s, man. I mean, talk about...
They finally let me out on streets.
I mean, talk about something that is special, right? Here's Puppy. Puppy cameo. Puppy just got a bath. Talk about, you know, something that is... fun for the 50th right there, man. I mean, you're playing on you know, one of the zones that they deem, a lot of people deem the hardest to scare on, especially because of the, you know, the lighting and everything, and there's not really much hiding, but you guys, for some reason, every single year, not only sell that story, but make it happen.
Right up front, yeah. I've been pretty used to not relying too much on, like, hiding or the darkness and stuff like that. That's kind of like what I started figuring out even in Dark Ride, where I can get into the routine of like being in dark areas and like popping out the pop-up scares and doing stuff, but then like it gets repetitive, so I'm just like, you know what, let me change it up, let me just be full frontal and see what happens. The first time I was just right there, like in the middle of my room, hunched over like a monkey. Somebody goes into the room, looks at me and goes, nah. Turns around. So I'm just like, are you kidding me? That works. So sometimes people are just afraid of just your presence. Right. And if you have that demeanor and look, and that's what turns people off when it comes to Goring. It's just like, there's nowhere to hide. It's lit up. It's almost the same thing as Carnival. Like, it's all lit up. And
yeah,
like, it's not a bad thing. Like, using darkness to your advantage is like, hey, it's good. People don't expect it. And it works. It's a completely different playing field when now it's just like you yourself, you have to be scary. You're right there. There's no hiding. You're just out there with your, I'm sorry, you're just out there with your dick hanging. I'm just like, what do I do? And it'll test you.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes you can't really even think about like, what can I do to like scare people? Cause they see you already have that like surprise element like already gone. Now what can you do to like either mess with them, make them laugh, just creep them out, just be annoying, I guess,
right?
And just play off of them. They're your toy, they're in your house, they're in your zone, so now it's your time to play with them. And if you have that mindset, just like, hi, you're in my house. You do as I say. This ain't your party. This is my party. Now take a sippy sippy. Oh, you ain't leaving here with a dry. You are not leaving this zone with a dry mouth.
Stuff like that. Yeah. It must have been, you know, not only like, you know, taking all those things into consideration, but also, you know, the 50th anniversary, man, it's a huge milestone for Not Scary Farm. You know, the first kind of theme park to really kickstart the haunts at theme parks, you know, and they really revolutionized the genre, you know, the game as it is, as we know it, every single year, stepping it up every year. And the 50th was no different. You know, this not only was a big milestone, but it was a good chance for them to really showcase what that history of Knott's looked like, what that you know, everything leading up to this, what that
entire legacy of what this moment led up to. Yeah,
Yeah, man. I mean, was it for you? Did you see that kind of a sense of just kind of an intimidation because of the 50th in the streets, or was it a good challenge for you? Like, how did you approach the season with that?
Not, it wasn't really like a mindset of a challenge. It's like, wow, like I'm here. And for me, it was a pretty monumental's a word, but another thing was just like it was really just for the whole year on personal things, like it was really testing, like seeing like what can I do, what can I do to overcome like things on that personal. And now it's just like 50 is like damn, and now I'm finally on the streets, like really testing like how can I really pull this off. And I was very fortunate on the first night, not dress rehearsal, but like for the public, night one of Scary Farm, I have an early clock in, and my team, my lead, asked me if I wanted to do pre-scare and rope drop, like to kickstart everything. This little gin runner with a mustache and like shaker just out there, again full frontal, to really show like what can I bring. He's like, this is the first impression of people are gonna see me, and all right, let's see what works, let's see what fails, let's just have fun. And to that knowledge, the people that do pre-scare and rope drop, that's the thing too, for rope drop this year, like historically it's mostly just been Ghost Town to
Right.
do it. It's like you wait up at front, and then Calico with the Sarah Marshall, and you hear the conductor, and it's Ghost Town. This year we had people from almost every zone to like really
Yeah.
represent all of Knott's and the 50th. So that was really cool. We had people from Goring, yet Forsaken, Carnival, CS, and it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
And to really show like, okay, let's rep Goring. Let's
You were like the
it
one
if
that had the
it was it was
responsibility
it
that
was
opening night.
it was pretty it was pretty crazy seeing just almost everybody at the front of Ghost Town. Like seeing, I think Bobbins was there. I think Kane was there. I was the Reapers were there. And it was just so crazy seeing everyone, all my friends, all the people like I've looked up to, like scaring wise, like I'm finally like shoulder to shoulder with them
Right.
on opening nights for the 50th. First a bang, once rope drop hits, welcome to Not Scary Farm, and we just go all out. It's a moment in my life I don't think I can ever forget, and that's something I really hold dear to my heart.
Probably
But yeah,
rightfully
that
so
was.
too. I mean, I mean, you talk about a, you know, it's something a moment special that we haven't really talked about too much on the channel, and that was the rope drop this year. You know, like you said, in the past, and all of Knott's Scary Farm, it's always been just Ghost Town in that area, and that's kind of like the main area for the rope drop and everything. Every little section does their, they, I mean, they used to do their own things kind of to start the event. Ghost Town is kind of the lead on that. But to have a lot of the other monsters from the other zones kind of represent their zones and represent not Scary Farm as a whole. Like, I think as a fan looking at that and looking at all these people running
Oh
at
yeah.
you, not just Ghost Town, but like you got Carnival, you got Forsaken, you got
Oh
Goring, you
yeah.
got Gauntlet, you know?
Whenever we came out, I get the hearing of people just going like, "Oh crap, there's more."
Yeah.
This
No,
is
and
like, welcome.
that's what makes Knott's, I think, one of the most like historic and best haunts in my opinion, is like they constantly are willing to step up the game every year to make it a memorable year, not only for the people that help put it together, like you guys and everything, you know, and backstage, all that stuff. They You guys make a ton of memories, but like for the guests that are out there too, you know, they're gonna be talking about the 50th until the end of time now, you know what I mean? It's like 25 years at the 75th, we're gonna be going back and looking back at it and being like, yeah, you remember the 50th? That was a lot of fun.
Remember the city? It's oh my lordy.
Oh my, I'll be 50, nameless. Don't make me feel like I'm freaking 80. But no, I think that, you know, we've been kind of slowly coming back to that reality of just really appreciating the 50th. Not saying that we didn't. We loved every single night that we went and everything, but by that I mean on the channel presence now. I mean, last month we just did the Forsaken Takeover. This month, you know, we're kicking off the trip down memory lane with the Goring 20s with you, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of go back and hear the stories from the 50th. I know usually we do these podcasts in November, but you know, I wanted to dedicate more time and throughout the year to get people excited for the next haunt season. So you know, going down the trip to memory lane this year, I mean, it was one of my favorite scare zones to really sit there every now and then and just see what was going to happen. You know, there's
I saw you from time to time.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that strappy band patchy vest who strolling down memory lane. I remember. I was drunk, but I remember.
He was drunk, but he remembers. Man, and then, you know, to top off, you know, Goring 20s this year, to give it, you know, to really explore on that backstory more, they opened up Room 13 right there, which I think really fit in well with the kind of lore of what the Devil's Elixir is, where it comes from, and the, you know, the story of Room 13, which was really, you know, really cool to go through. You know, was it something coming into this one too that they kind of gave you guys extended lore to kind of know more on from Room 13, rather than kind of capitalize what you guys already kind of built, or were they just kind of continue to let you guys build on what was already there with the foundation and kind of already that building process?
I think my take is a little unique because I used to work in just Knott's Day Ops. Right. I used to work in the arcade, and I was there when most of the construction was being done. Right. And whenever we had to like restock some of the prizes, we had to enter through the exit of Room 13. So I saw things that people should not see. So just like, oh shit, like I didn't get like any lore, but I saw like, oh, there's gonna be like some big monster at the end. That's all I ever heard like before season started. And just like, okay. And like there's like some parts like you just can't enter. Just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Then started hearing about like the story and lore about it with 13. That's kind of when I got my part for Gin Runner, like knowing like, oh, now I'm in Goring.
Right.
Oh, there's a for sure maze in the arcade that ties into Goring Room 13. It's a prequel. I'm just like, all right, tied. So it made me feel a lot more like ready and excited to be in Goring, because now I get to experience something new as well. It's for my first time on streets in Goring, a zone I didn't think like I'd be good enough to be in, and now there's also amazing there. And what's cool about that is I've made a lot of friends in Room 13. A lot of them like I've already known, and yeah, it's really cool. And we also had the chance to go through it like before one of the nights it started. We got to go through it, and everybody was in their spots, like they were like trying to get us whatever, and at the end of it they kind of wanted to see if they wanted some of the street monsters to go into Room 13 and like scare for a bit. I'm just like, down, put me at the front of the list. I will not disappoint.
Oh, and yeah.
some people were just like, didn't you just come out of maze? Why do you want to go back? I just love scaring. Like, it's not like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. For me, it doesn't matter where I'm at. Like, if it's a maze and streets, I don't care. I could still get to scare people. And they are two different beasts, but hey, if you love scaring, just do it. You'll have fun.
Now,
and that's really cool.
So you got to scare a little bit that one night in Room 13. Where were you scaring, and how fun was that for you?
I was scaring. I think it was. Because I asked to be like one of the first ones once they allowed us to do that. I think it was around either second or third night on one of the weekends.
Okay.
And they put me right after the kitchen scene, right before like the bathroom sequence in that hallway. So I got to kind of play around. At the time, there wasn't anybody in the bathroom. Like, I think they were still on break or something. Right. And so I kind of played in both rooms, in the hallway and the bathroom. So I kind of always said how I did my character this year was I kind of act how I normally act when I'm like blackout drunk, which is not a fun sight. But even then, like, I know how to go about a bathroom when I'm so I'm leaning over the toilet, I'm at the sink, and like I have my hands like because there's a mirror there too. I'm like, I pretend I vomit and I look into the mirror like that 1,000-yard stare of just like, and people are just walking by, just like that guttural kind of. And whenever I'm in the, whenever I was in the room too, there was like a bunch of bottles in there too. So I always acted like I'm sipping it, and I act like, oh, the elixir is taking effect, and I'm going like full schizo mode. Like I'm friendly. I'm a how do you do? I'm a do you want a drink? To just full on rampant, just bashing this thing, not up against the wall because safety reasons, and I don't want to damage nothing, but just going, being just nuts. And then very quickly after, like, yelling to the top of my lungs, I just slick my hair back, like, hi, darling, how you doing? Oh, God. And people just like, what the fuck?
Everybody thinks you're actually, like, freaking, you're just switching on them, like, split over here, man.
The full, like, switch. And, that's funny. Yeah, it was cool, like, hanging out with the Mace people, like, after it all. Like, okay, you're done. Like, you can go back to your zone. Just like, all right, let me chill in their break area for, like, a couple minutes.
Dude, and now we talk about you know, the last time we had you on the show, that was the first time we ever had you on the show. We talked about your haunt background, everything. Now we're all caught up as far as we're 2023, where we're at now, our next chapter. You know, the Goring 20s, man. For you this year, I figure regardless who you are, usually auditioning for anything is fucking nerve wracking. Just to be there and kind of the intimidation. What I don't want to get, you know, what the audition process was. I don't want to, you know, spill the secrets of that. But for you, as far as nerves wise, going in and coming out, like, what was it going in for you, and how'd you feel coming out of the interview?
I've done haunt since 2019, and like, I've never been like somewhere consistent, like really being at knots since 22. That's like the only time like I felt like, okay, here we go again. But even then, like, this year will be like my fifth year scaring. Even then, when it comes to auditions, now because it's NOS, like, I know kind of what to expect. But there's always like, right when I'm like right there, that's when I'm like, ah, shit. It's like right there, like I'm all amped up. I do like my warm-ups and like I get myself psyched in. And then once I'm right in front of the people who are going to decide my destiny, I'm just like, oh, shoot, I think I just gained like 5 pounds lighter. Oh, crap, I swallowed myself.
Oh, man. Oh, man. James, you never cease to impress me. You don't.
It's that part. And really, whatever I try to do, I just, when it comes to even just scaring or auditionings, I do what I do, and I always try to get in the mindset of like, okay, now what more can I do?
Right.
Because being like the example in Dark Rise is like, yeah, I'm a monkey, I hide around, I be annoying, whatever. Then starting to think like, okay, now what else can I do? So that's like, oh, I'm actually walking around, right, just being weird. Right. And I'm just like, I'm not hiding anymore. And yeah, I've most of my auditions, like, I've shown a lot of athleticisms, like rolling around, jumping, diving, whatever, Trotsky kick, and pretty sure that's kind of how I also got my spot in Goring as a gin runner. I'm just a spry young lad going border hopping so I can sell my booze for my own business, but the man says it's illegal. I don't know, man.
I gotta ask something about that real quick. The mustache, everyone wants to know, real or fake? Yeah. I'm talking about last season. That was 100% authentic.
It's
both. He's the man.
It's both. Because I have a mustache like already, but they just paint over it, which I kind of liked, because I have a bit of a bald patch right here. Like when I grow it all out, it's not noticeable, but when it's like trimmed or whatever, it's pretty noticeable. So whenever they paint it, it's like, oh, thank God, like no one's gonna see my bald patch.
I mean, the look rocked you. You rocked that shit well. You know what I mean? Like that was a good look for you, to be honest with you.
It was kind of from the last gin runner who played that role too, because he also had a mustache.
Right.
I believe.
Did he do it that way and then he just kind of replicated that, or did he do they have the same idea for you?
I think it was kind of set. I think they probably had like a picture of like what they wanted, and they just decided, okay, you're the mustache one. I'm like, all right, cool, bet.
So
I already have a mustache, but I don't mind it.
Right. So you get the role, and
cause, yeah, later. Because like for our dress rehearsal, I think night one, where like they didn't have the paint on me and it was just my natural mustache. And then throughout like the second night and onwards, then they painted it on. I was like, okay. So I have pictures of both of them.
Nice. Yeah. The before and after looks, huh? The evolution is what I like to
call
it.
Like they both look good, but it's just like you just can't go wrong with a stash. No, that's all I'm saying. You just can't go wrong with a stash.
Hey man, you're one to talk right there. Let's do it. Let's go. The stash gang right there. I like it. I like it. So obviously you go through your audition process. Was there something that you kind of were really aiming to get, or was it just kind of one of those things where like, it's the 50th, I just want to be involved in it?
Obviously, because all my friends from Queen, they mostly got Carnival. So I would have loved to finally be like a clown, like with the rest of my friends, but I really just give it up to wherever Knots deems like they'd feel like I'd be a good spot. And I trust Knots's auditioning team to really seek out what is best for you and how you can develop more and more and more. It's like, yeah, being in mazes is not a bad thing. You just have to really work with what you got and just show what more can you do in the confinement of a maze, which is just like, hey, you're always on. You always have to keep scaring. With maze, with streets, you can kind of have that leeway of just like kind of just walking around, like minding your own business. And then you can be like, all right, I'm gonna get you. And they're both their own beasts. And you have to find that balance of just like maze mode, streets mode. Like if you can do both, if you can wire your mind to do both, or one after the one more than the other, hey, that's fine. Like some people can't do streets and are awesome in mazes, and there are some people who can only do streets and just can't do mazes.
Right.
Like some people are just wired differently when it comes to scaring. School of you can do both, but like it's totally understandable if like some people can legitimately like excel at one over the other, and there's no bad option.
Right.
There's no bad option.
Right.
And that's why I always try to like really like take that initiative and inclusivity of just like, hey, room 13, what's up? Because most of us for Goring, we really wanted to invite them out for like one of the tiger crawls. And thank God for Halloween night, we got a good majority of them like out. Like, I don't know like how the logistics of it like really went down to like maybe close room 13 for a while, or they had like backup people. But yeah, they dragged them out. And while we were doing the tiger call, dun, 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 people from room 13 just start rushing the zone and just like, let's go on Halloween night. Like, this is it. Welcome to Goren.
Right, man. They got their
going
got their
out little... with a bang.
Oh, yeah. They got to have a little fun with everybody.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's awesome, dude. So no, cool. And you know, that's I think the idea of Goren 20s is just such a perfect time to have it, especially with us kind of living in our own version of the 20s now, you know. And it's just, what a better time to kind of bring back the history of the 20s in the 1920s, and now we get to live in our 2020s.
100 years later,
man. I mean, it's like I was saying though, man, like, you know, I can only imagine finding out, getting casted inside of fucking Goring 20s, man. You get that fucking call, or that call back in, and you're just like, yeah, we're gonna give you the Goring 20 spot. Like, that right there must have been just like for you, just kind of because you
that was not on my list of like where I'd like to go. Just like, oh, okay, the thing that was not on the list.
Yeah, but I mean, you made the absolute most of that character, and you guys had a lot of new people come in this year, and a lot of, you know, a lot of returning faces of the Goring 20s that really knocked it out of the park again. So the new faces really kind of brought their own shine and spin on things, and I thought that was a lot of fun. A lot of key moments with a lot of key players. Talk to me what it's like to play in that playground that is Memory Lane, dude, because it may be a small zone, but you guys utilize the shit out of it, and you guys utilize it very well.
It is just an avenue of life, from the tracks to Starbucks. Every corner, every street has like its own like thing, and I can kind of play wherever I really wanted. For me, I mostly stayed from like Starbucks to the exit of bumper cars. Like I'll from time to time and go from like the newspaper to the tracks, but it's not like my main play area. But yeah, being able to play off of the preachers, most of the time I messed with the mechanic. That's for the gin runner. He's free range to play off of whoever he really wants, to be flirty with the flappers, to be annoying with the mob bosses, to just I can just do whatever. Just like, hey, here you go run around. And it's in the name, go run around.
Go run
And
around.
so many times people, either co-scarers or photographers or guests, they're just like, slow the fuck down. I'm just like, nah.
Man, yeah,
And
you are
every
quick. I've seen you not only out, in Haunt, but I've seen you like practice outside of Haunt. You're a quick motherfucker with a lot of adrenaline. I don't know how you do it, but you do it.
water,
Lot of water.
electrolytes, fruits, and
Working out.
I don't know, working
Stamina.
out. C4. Well, I didn't take that much. I did not even take C4 this season. It was just like liquid IV. That's all I really took in gamer subs, which is just a light energy. Because I don't, this motherfucker does not need high energy. I just go. I feed off of more other people's energy, especially like, yeah, playing off of your I'm gonna tell some stories right now
Tell some
from both like
stories. Get them in
new
there.
people and like vets. Yuri, one of the other gin runners, he made his own character, just like this Russian like person from like war and stuff. Like he told me like his whole story and like his background with theater, and just like, dog, you're legit. And being able to like scare with him for a while, because he mostly like tends to go on his own, but we both got to do a scare. We scared this chick so badly. She ran into the arcade and her family's like outside of it. And she would not leave it for a solid 2 minutes and she would not budge. And so, because I used to work in the arcade, and that's also one of our borders. I looked at one of the parents, kind of broke character a little bit. I looked at her and just go, I'm gonna get in trouble. And I walk inside it. She didn't notice. And I snuck around some of the arcade machines because I know how they work.
Yeah.
And I go right next to her and I just go, hey, darling. And she goes sprinting out of there into Carnival.
Oh man, dude, she's
Yuri,
full blown.
she full blown. And Yuri didn't see. And Yuri was still like looking for her. And I looked at her. He's like, where did she go? And I looked at her. I just go, I walked in the arcade. And he goes, you did not. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my
Oh
comrade.
man. Oh
That was
dude.
awesome. And
You
then
know what? And
one of
that's something I for me right there, when I look at things like that is old school knots right there. Like
it's
that is
just like
something that you used to see back in the day a lot. Like, and then they
it's
kind of put
like,
a
hey,
stop to it,
she's
but
not. It's like, hey, she's not budging. It's like, yeah, we could have just walked off and just let her
what's the
meander
fun in
her own
that?
way out of there. We're just like,
What's
it's
the
literally
fun in
just the
that? Come on.
I didn't go that deep into the arcade. It was literally like right at the entrance where the raving
Right.
rabbits and one of the new like pull down shooting
Like
games.
VR games, yeah.
Yeah, but that right side was blocked off with other crane machines, so people had just leaving 13 would have to walk all the way around and out the front. Yeah, I did not like go in there like in the back or something, whatever. But yeah,
Dude.
was done. And with
I
Kate
remember having so much good moments in that zone, dude.
with Sasha Songbird, one of the rookies, I've known her for years with like photo shoots and stuff, but it's more like, hi, how you doing, stuff like that in the
Right.
past. But figuring out that, oh, I'd actually be working with her is like, hey, let's go. Like, yeah, it was cool getting to like know her and like co-scare with her. And I was fortunate enough to we both got assigned to do pre-scare together. And we like there was one part like right at the very like front of pre-scare where I don't know, we were just kind of like enacting how life would be like in growing 20s. We kind of just linked arms and just like talking about like whatever, the news, our business, the song. Oh, you're gonna sing tonight, darling. All right, all righty. Make sure you come out and listen to her sing. And there was this group right in front of us, and we just like, without like communicating to each other, we're just like, I'm a scare that way. Mm-hmm. All right, break. And we both split, twirled, do our thing. She does her thing with her microphone. I span around. I had my thunder jump. And there's this footage of it. And the dude, like, jump. He goes, ah, oh, I didn't get me. Yeah, I got you. Nah, I got you. You flinch. I caught you. I'm sorry. None. I caught you.
Game over.
Just that simultaneous, like, neuron activation. Just like, boom, let's get these two groups.
Right.
Bang, we got both of them. Starting the night strong. Like, that was awesome. That's one of my favorite scares.
I mean, I think you two always, like, especially walking through Goring 20s, I would always see you two reenacting or killing each other or all that fun stuff. Like, mm-hmm. There was always fun moments with you
guys. I killed her. She killed me. She strangled
especially
me.
During,
I just
especially
pulled
during blam. The witching hour for you guys, every time it would go off, it was, like, always that moment of just kind of the clock would tick down and then you guys would just kill each other.
Yeah, our death clocks.
Yeah, those are fun.
Witching hour was fun too.
Yeah. I mean, talk to me about like that. I mean, that seems like a lot of fun to just kind of play that role and then all of a sudden die. And then all of a sudden it's like nothing ever happened.
Doc, the first time like I ever went through Goring, like most people, you kind of just walk through it. So it's just like, okay, whatever.
Right.
But one day I was hanging out with Scott Dieterman because he had one of his friends working there and just talking, whatever. And me and some friends, we were just standing around, just like actually like kind of taking in everything that's going on. Just like, wait a minute, this is pretty cool. Like the music is playing and all that. And then I hear the death clock. I'm just like, dun! Mm-hmm. And seeing everybody drop legitimately terrified. And he's like, the fuck? Just happened. Yeah. And then the vid, like nothing happened. I was just like, what was that? I've never been like so scared by like an immersive zone like that.
Dude, it's something, especially when you're imagine like
if you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah, but if you walk through at the right times and it just happens as you're walking through it, like it is something that is just one of those things where I'm just like, what the hell? Like, if it's your first time ever going through it, I'm just gonna be like, what the hell is happening right now? But then, yeah, Goring, as a fan, you're just standing there like, yeah, this is fun.
For me, like, there's a lot of zones like that where it's like, hey, you had to be there. If you miss it, well, if you know, you know.
You know. You got to work with a lot of really also strong talent in that zone, man. I mean, talk to me, man. There were so many people in there. Talk to me about interactions you would have with them to kind of keep that Goring 20s story alive and to keep your part alive. I mean, I would see you interact with just about everybody, dude, and just have your key moments of just having fun with the elixir, man.
Oh yeah. With all that, some of the best people like that I've looked up to for the longest time, like Quartz, Elijah, the main man, the main whiskey man. You with the pink tutu. He's such a sweetheart because there were moments where I don't know, we didn't notice each other and we go for the exact same scare and we bump into each other and we always play it off of just like, oh, like a drunken like escapade or whatever, just like, oh, I'm sorry, my lad, oh, were you walking this way? Oh, watch your step, you're looking good. All righty, wipe the muck off of you. Alrighty. You, what are you looking at? And we do our things with them, with our shakers and stuff.
So funny.
But yeah, this every time, like the first time that happened, I apologized so badly, like on like a DM. He's like, hey, no, he's like, hey, no problem. Like that just means we're both on that same like mindset. Like great minds think alike. And sometimes those great minds literally crash into each other.
Yeah, for real, right? It's like, oh, I mean, that's why a lot of people, or as I like to refer Haunt sometimes, as it's sometimes a human demolition derby.
Yeah, I love that dude so much. And one person I really got like the privilege to scare with and mess with a lot was one of the flower girls, Nancy. And, like the first time, like almost like every week, I broke her some way or shape or form. The first time it happened was at the newsstand where Breaking Illusion. There's a slide door like on the sides of them. Like if we ever
Right.
like we really need to catch our breath for like 5 minutes, like we kind of go in there, chill for a little bit and whatever. Or we use it to our advantage for scares or bits or whatever. So I think it was like right after one of the jazz sets. And after the first one, I always go in there just to catch my breath because I go hard when it comes to dancing. I freaking
Give
dance.
it all your all. Hey,
Every
give it 100% or nothing, right?
even the moments where I'm just like, dog, I literally can't dance right now, okay? Like I'm just gonna wander around. What ends up happening at the night, what always ends up happening at the very end. And at that time I'm going full sprint and just like, oh,
Yeah,
I'm just going light, I'm just going light.
going live then just
And
full fucking force.
full sending it. Anyways, I go into the newsstand just to catch my breath and like check the time. Just like, okay, what's going on? Whatever. Are we having plans for like Denny's or whatever? And I hear a knock on the side. I'm like, who? Because nobody really does that. Like it's either like somebody else in going. Like most of the time, they just open the door and like they go in and check whatever.
Right.
Or somebody told them to do them. Like, great, I have to deal with a guest. It's just like somebody set them up for this. And here's Nancy. She's not even looking at me because she didn't expect anybody in there. And I open the door, and I'm already in character. I'm just like, "Ew, what do you want?" She looks back and she starts laughing hysterically. "Come on, speak up, little
Was she
flower lady. What do you want?"
with guests or was she just like
No,
by
she was just
herself?
by herself. She was just knocking just because, and just didn't. I don't know. Maybe she thought like she'd just be knocking at it like just for no reason, and then maybe a guest would ask, like, "Hey, what are you knocking at that door for? What are you knocking on that for?" And then she'd probably do something. But no, here's me just like, "Yo, what do you want? Speak up. Come on, give me the money. Give me the money so I can give you the thing." She's like, "The thing." And she's like, "Yeah, the thing." So hand it. There you are. And I slammed the door. Wait for like a couple seconds. I open it back up. "You have fun there?" And she's like, "Oh, I think I had a little bit too much." She's like, "All right, give it back there. You walk safely now. Thank God you don't drive, woman."
I
And
know,
she
like,
breaks because nobody else was around. This
see easily
the
get.
funniest thing. And then back in the break room, just like, "You good?" And she was like, "I did not know you were in there. That was funny as shit."
She is so hilarious. Like we talked with her in 22, and we talked with her in 22, and then we brought up something that we said in 22 last year for 23, and she like straight up remembered the conversation and everything. And she is so hilarious and helps bring that zone to life and does I think amazing job in that role of just tending to the garden and then walking around and doing other stuff. Like it is insane.
I love those moments where it's just like, you know what, just off of a whim, just like, I like this person now. Like after that, like just mimicking her, like making fun of her, like in character, like being playful. Like there was one night where we like, it was like last man standing on the light pole, which is like the last one to like have their hand on it. Like that's their pole like forever. And we would not let go for like 10, 15 minutes. Like we were dead set to not let go of this light pole.
Dude, another thing I love that you guys did this
So
year, what I
funny.
noticed is you guys would have like little get-togethers around the Blind Tiger facade door right there and kind of like run little deals or whatnot. Like I thought that was hilarious. Like you guys would always change it up and do different things. Like talk to me a little bit about I saw you a part of those a couple of times, like to peek your head in to see what was going on and well, like, tell me a lot about how did that start going? Because, like, that was something new for this year that I really noticed that more people got involved with.
So, okay, here's the thing. A lot of people think that our witching hour was the death clock, and that's why I always call it the death clock. Like that's a for the 50th, every zone was like supposed to have like their witching hour for like
Right.
the whole big 50th. Sadly, not all the zones were able to really do it. think Carnival and Forsaken were the only ones who couldn't do it.
I think Ghost like Town, too.
Yeah. I think around the end, they started doing it a lot more. And anyways, like, yeah. CS has theirs, which is the sliding show. Ghost Town has, like, they revert back to what they used to be before they were cursed. And for Goring, ours was the Blind Tiger. And, like, I think twice a night, we would all gather right at the Blind Tiger, and we all, like, do this, like, hear ye, like, citizens of Goring, citizens of Memory Lane, we've had these preachers over here calling us build rats, dew droppers, and say we belong in the slammer with the stupas. All that kind of stuff. Most of the time, like, Court would do it. One of the news people would do it. I did it once. And it's basically just us bashing up against, like, the preachers. It's like, they want to be on their high horse? All right. Let's give them a drink of the devil's elixir. Because they're so pure and mighty, whatever. Here, have a drink. And we kill them.
Yeah. I would love to see, like, for Goring 20s to add more, like, heightened and drama for the guests, because we all know a lot of it's mob running and, you know, corruptness and all that. And that's usually what the mob world is and everything as far as movies go, you know what I mean? And they kind of really did get that really well with the movies and stuff.
I feel like at the very end, we kind of, like, really ramped up, like, the mob, like, motif, because the last night, we just executed everybody. Like, Yuri held the charge of just killing off everyone.
Damn, just one by one, just whacking them all.
One by one, yep.
Look, and there's me. Like a damn scene from Goodfellas.
Yeah, there was, and everybody there. And then there's me. There's footage of just me standing there, just like looking like a traumatized child with a sign that says, Jin is a win.
Jin is a win. Oh, man.
And I just look mortified. I'm just like, don't drink it. Don't drink it. Just what the heck is going on? And I'm just seeing all my friends getting murdered. Like a foreseer. Man. I'm like the foreseer. The end is nigh kind of person. The end is elixir. I should have had that sign. The end is elixir.
Dude, how was it now? Like, you know, you look at such a great season you had, man. And then, you know, it started to wind down to that final night in Halloween for you. Obviously, there was a lot of special moments with Room 13 coming out and doing stuff, but what was it like kind of closing out Goring 20s for another successful year for you, man? Or it was the first year for you, but another successful one for the zone overall.
Oh, yeah. It was something, because I didn't expect to have that much fun in a zone and to really do my best. For the character, for the zone, and for scares, I feel like I found a lot stronger hold on how I scare, what I do good as a scare actor, and really just seeing myself. I felt a lot of imposter syndrome for this being like my legit first year on streets after 5 years of like mazes and all that, even though like, yeah, I'm on Queen Mary Slider team. Doing like small events, like it's kind of like, that's kind of like test driving, like how to do on streets.
Right.
But to like find official, like on Knott's grounds, it's something. And to really have the identity and courage and fortitude to know that I can do this. I do belong out here. Even when there's like some people or whatever. That say like otherwise, or like whatever, or even that's just my own monologue, where it's just like you always hear shit from other people, like, oh, this and that, or this zone like didn't do that good or whatever. Like you still gotta remember, like, you're there for that purpose. You're there because some people in management saw that you can do it, and you should feel happy about it that you are here and not missing out.
Right.
Like once you're hired by Scary Farm, you're just like, hey, you got this. And you got to hold on to that like 100%. Even if you feel like a background character, you still add to a part. You're still a part of that memory. You're still a part of the circus. You're still you're still another person, like holding on in the procession. You're still somebody cursed by Sarah Marshall. You're still somebody going through that gauntlets. And I really mean that for like everybody in the zones, really mean that for everybody in the mazes. And yeah, it was very tear jerking at the very end. Just like, oh man, it's over. And I actually had like so many good moments, so many good guest moments I didn't expect would happen. And a lot of gratitude over everything I've been through this past year. It felt so gratifying. It felt so conclusive, and it felt so much sweeter holding on to a jersey. Like, yeah, a lot of people, at the end of the day, like, it's just a jersey, it's just clothes, but I really commemorate 62. That's the number on my back, because that's how long my dad was alive. And yeah, he passed away this year, and I dedicated my haunt season to him.
So that's awesome, man. It was hell really yeah. Cool. He'd be very proud, really, man. Cool. You know, he'd be very proud of you. He would. And, you know, man, it's great. And that's why we were doing, you know, and that's, you talked about every zone, you know, and how they all contribute to something, and how they all mean, you know, everyone is involved with something bigger. Mazes, zones, you know, it's one of those things where that's why we were taking it upon ourselves to start these months to dedicate to the zones and the people that have to work to show our appreciation and to hear the stories of people who brought these zones to life.
Because it's been 50 years. This thing is still kicking. Yeah. And for 50 years, a bunch of us still love this.
Oh yeah. 100%. So that being said, looking forward to 51, man. What your mindset right now? Would you want to return to Goring 20s to kind of expand on that story? Are you looking to, if you can get somewhere else, that'd be cool? Like, or are you just kind of in the mindset of, I just want to be there again, just put me where you think I'd fit perfect?
I'm so tempted, because most of the time in the paperwork for audition, like, this is kind of like the only thing I'd really ever say. Like, you can kind of put where you would want to go,
right?
I don't know if they really ever take that into consideration. Maybe for people who've been there longer, just like, okay, you want to come back, like rehiring's a thing. But I'm very tempted for this year to just leave it blank.
And just see where they put you, huh?
Just see where they put me. Cause I still want to be a clown. I feel like that would still be fun. Gauntlet, I've had a couple ideas. I kind of want to be like a Smeagol kind of like character. I would love to do that or something along with like gauntlets. So many of my friends are in Forsaken, and oh my god, Forsaken popped off this year. And I'll say this 100%, I hated Forsaken like in years past. It's just like, whatever, I don't give a shit about the zone. But these cracked psychopaths, I walked into Forsaken and they would not leave me alone.
I put a target on your back too, because I had a target on my back too.
Because I didn't come in with nothing. I hardly ever come in with like Knott's merch or whatever. I didn't have my jersey at the time. So just like, I kind of just looked like whoever. But they just knew who I was and just like, get him. I was like, damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, they got you, and man. Yeah, they had you on the list.
Yeah, they totally changed my mind. I mean, that person changed my mind. They actually changed my mind.
Dude, they were on fire this year. Goring was on fire this year, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being like a gravedigger for Forsaken Lake, Ghost Town, because a lot of people have left, and I feel like the way Icecare belongs in Ghost Town, very feral, animalistic, hunter, like predator, like kind of type animal. Yeah,
I feel like as long as you're out there, I know next year though we're gonna see Nameless with pads.
Let's see. And then, yeah, Goring, I would love to do Gin Runner again, or even, you know what? Because there's a lot of flapper girls, but there was still a bunch of dudes who dance, so I wouldn't mind bringing up, like, a male dancer.
That'd be dope. That'd be really dope.
Someone who's there for fun, yeah.
That'd be really kinda dope,
it's,
man.
It's kind of mob bossy, but, like, all the mob people, like, they're big and burly. It's just like, you know, you can still have somebody on the smaller side.
There,
yeah, you got the bronze, and now I need someone with the brains, someone with the charm, someone with the, hey, how you doing?
Going with the money, man.
Going with the money.
The money, big
And I'm just like,
dog.
damn it. I legitimately do not know what I want to do this year. I'm so excited.
Well, I'll tell you,
you
what,
know what,
dude.
Full send it. I'll leave it blank. I'll leave it
leave
blank.
We'll leave it blank for the 2024. So 2024 nameless question
Who
mark.
Knows?
Just Who knows a question mark, is it? Dude, it doesn't matter where you go. You know we always support you, man. You're part of the QM Slider team. We have a very good standing relationship with all you guys there. And we love each and every one. We're actually all close friends. So, I mean, you know, I see you everywhere. I see you at all the conventions. I see you at all the meetups. You're, you know, we always run into each other.
I'm
Our
out
paths
there, yeah.
always meet. Yeah, we always run into each other, man. And no matter where you go next year, dude, it's gonna be amazing. I'm curious to see what, you know, since everything you've gotten to maybe soak in and learn from year one on streets, you get to take that and add more to it or even learn more from it, you know, and I can't wait to see where you go, what you do and whatnot. So, dude, I mean, congratulations on a fucking phenomenal 50th anniversary in the Goring 20s, man. You earned that spot. That was just so much fun to watch you work every single night, watch you scare. And I knew when we were going to do a Goring 20s month that you're going to be the one that I had to get on here because I promised you that was like, yeah, we're going to do a podcast and we're going to talk about some Goring 20s, man. So thank you so much again for taking the time to even come on the show, man. I really appreciate it. And also I want to thank you also for suggesting a lot of people from Forsaken Lake. Little did you guys know, Martin was really behind the scenes helping me set up some podcasts for Forsaken Lake, introducing me to Sage.
This one, get that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Martin was helping me a lot behind the scenes. So thank you very much for actually helping organizing Forsaken Month as well. You really helped a ton out there, so I appreciate you. But dude, for all those who want to keep up with you year round, I know you're going to be doing stuff with probably QM Slider later in the year, and you know you got other things probably coming up, meetups, events, wherever. Where can people find you to keep up and follow with the man with no name, nameless?
Yep. I got an Instagram, QMS_nameless, Queen Mary Sliders. And yeah, I'm mostly just, I lift weights. I go to the rink. Like you can always probably see me at the rink Tuesdays or Thursdays. That's like my favorite days. So Tuesdays or Thursdays, I'm bound to be there. And I didn't sign any NDAs on this, but most of me and my friends from the lake, we're going to be up in Six Flags for Scream Break.
Yes, I had heard about this. Auditions have been going really well, I heard, and it's going to be starting up pretty soon. I'm looking forward to it, and mm-hmm. I had heard about this. Didn't know you were part of it, though, so that makes it a lot more fun now, too. So can't wait to see what you guys do with the shift over to Scream Break, man, for a good couple weeks.
Like just a good mid, like right in the middle of that.
Hey man, just enough to get the
waiting
fix,
period.
Right? You gotta get that fixed.
I gotta restock. I gotta restock. Look, they're all empty. They're all empty. Come on,
getting them going, man. We gotta get them going for the next.
Gotta get them going.
There we go, man. Well, yeah,
I need that next round.
You can find Martin when it opens up for their run of Scream Break. So when he is officially able to tell you where he's going to be scaring and all that, then he'll probably post it up on his social. So go follow him on his socials.
I don't even know where.
He doesn't even know where, man. They're just getting hired
on. I just
on.
Know I'm hired.
They're
I
just getting I'm hired on. Nameless, again, you're always welcome back on the show. And we can't wait to see what happens with you in 2024. But with all you guys watching, thank you guys so much for watching. Keep tuning in week after week. We are now in the Goring 20s month, a trip down memory lane. We got a stacked lineup of guests that you're going to see in the next couple of weeks. And it all kicked off with Nameless himself. So stay tuned. Follow us on all of our social medias, linked down below. Also hit that subscribe button with that bell notification to be aware of every time we put up a new video. You're not going to want to miss these podcasts. I get a lot of good feedback from them and I keep doing them because they're freaking fun and they're great to learn. But with nothing else more, until the next video, stay spooky.